Your San Diego Padres are in Arizona at the Peoria Sports Complex for spring training. And so are we. This is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. We're joined now by one of, maybe if not the most well-connected reporters in baseball, Ken Rosenthal from Fox Sports. Ken, how's it going?
Good, Mike. Thank you.
Who's your competition? Who do you think has a good iPhone contact list to match up with you? Heyman, Verducci, those guys?
Well, Verducci doesn't do as much day-to-day reporting. Right. He's the best writer among us by about 10 miles. Heyman, Buster Olney, Jeff Passan.
But you're on the show now, so you're our favorite.
Right, okay, whatever.
You're here in Peoria.
Those guys are all really good.
Yeah, they are. You're here in Peoria. You're checking out the Padres. We'll talk about them in a bit, but what's spring training schedule like for you? Do you bop into a different camp every day? How's that work?
Yeah, that is pretty much what I do, Mike. And I start in Florida, at least this year I did, and it's a little more difficult there because you have to drive
so
a lot
much
more.
Distance.
Yeah, there's much more distance. But it's basically one camp a day. And in Arizona, sometimes I can do multiple things in one day. Like I can go see Seattle when I'm here. And that's how it is. And it's a lot of fun for me. It's the best time of year in many ways. People are more relaxed. Nobody's lost a game yet officially.
All undefeated.
Yeah. And I get also the chance to write longer stories, more detailed stories, because during the year, once it starts, I have a lot of different responsibilities, and it's just not as easy to get to that kind of thing.
Yeah, it has to be a little hectic, obviously, the travel, but compared to a trade deadline or a winter meetings, a different kind of chaos.
Right. This is not chaos. This is pretty good. In fact, this is my favorite time of year because of that. It's not that transaction nuttiness that's going on. Things can happen and do happen, but it's not the same level of intensity. And there are more time and opportunities to talk to people. It's simple as that. The other day, at Hohokam Park, watching the A's, and the Rangers come in, I sat down with Jeff Banister for the Rangers for about a half hour. That doesn't happen.
You don't get that in July.
No, it just doesn't happen. So it's cool.
It's got to be nice, because I'm sure the season is mostly texting now or calling once in a while. Some person-to-person interaction.
Well, that's
great.
True. And you also need to refresh that.
Yeah.
It's texting is... It's very good. It works out fine, but people need to see you, and you need to be accountable. In case anyone has a problem from the year before, that could happen from time to time, whatever the case might be.
All right, we'll talk some national stories in a bit, but I want to get your take on the Padres. You are here in camp. Early impressions from some players you've talked to or what you've heard about the organization for what they can expect this year?
Well, the players certainly are high on the manager, and you walk in the clubhouse, that's the first thing they talk about. That's a good sign. Now, he hasn't managed a game yet, Andy Green, but at the same time, I've talked to a number of people around the game who know him, and they also are quite high on him. So it's going to be really interesting to see how he does. The team itself, you can look at the additions and look at the subtractions and understand that the level of talent is not quite the same. And while certainly they expect better, the ownership expects better, I don't know if realistically they're going to get better. And it'll be interesting to see if the manager has an impact on that. At the same time, what they're doing now on a parallel track is sort of what they should have been doing perhaps all along, bringing in young talent. They did it in the Kimbrel trade. We've got three of the top 25 picks. They're going to go crazy internationally. We know that. So by the end of the year, they could be in a lot better place as an organization. And who knows? If they don't contend, maybe they trade one of the pitchers or more. So that's the kind of year I expect. If I were a Padres fan, that's what I'd be looking forward to the most, the building of this organization. I don't know that with the Diamondbacks, Dodgers, and Giants, you can realistically expect them to be at that level.
Andy Green, though, trying to instill that optimism and that confidence in these guys. And if some things break right, I think he's really preaching that.
Sure.
There's still an outside shot and maybe a second wild card, something like that. But there are some pieces here, some individual talents. Any X factors you think maybe that can grab some national attention if things break right?
It's a good question. Will Myers would be the one.
Sure.
And obviously he's had health issues, and he was an extremely talented and highly regarded prospect when he was with Kansas City. If you remember, Mike, you probably do remember this, when he was traded to the Rays and James Shields and, of course, Wade Davis went back, that trade was ripped. People said, how can you trade Will Myers? Well, he only set up the World Series, back-to-back World Series for the Royals. But this was a highly regarded player. So he is a guy, if he is really good, if Kemp is what he was in the second half, then you have certainly the core of a good lineup, and they always pitch well. So That kind of is how I would see it playing out on the best case scenario. We'll see.
Yeah. Some national stories. The big thing, as we're talking the last couple of days, the Goose Gossage versus Bryce Harper generational kind of thing. Where do you stand on bat flip gate or whatever we're going to call this thing?
Well, first of all, I don't know why Goose Gossage is getting the attention he's getting. It's not as if somebody meaningful in the game said this. He's a guy, he's a retired player. He's a big name, he's a Hall of Famer. I get it, but why does his opinion matter? It doesn't matter. Now, Harper's comments are more relevant. He's the biggest star, one of them, in the game today. And I appreciate what he's saying. And I agree that there is and should be more emotion. Now, it's a fine line between showing that emotion and showing up the other team, and we all know that. But at the same time, you're looking to attract younger fans, and the culture of the sport is, don't do a thing on the field. Just be yourself, stone face. Well, for some players, that is their personality. Paul Goldschmidt, that's mm-hmm. him. For Bryce Harper, no, it's
different,
not him.
Very
Jose
different.
Bautista, not him. And those guys, when they express emotion, Jose Fernandez, another one, they should not be looked down upon or criticized. That should be appreciated. And I hope that's where the game is going because, frankly, you see it in Latin America more frequently. It's more accepted. You see it in Korea, the bat flips like crazy.
They're drumming drums in the crowd.
Right.
They have air horns. It's crazy.
It's a
yeah.
livelier scene, and we could use a little bit of that.
Team you're most interested to watch this year for any reason?
Not even a doubt in my mind. It's Arizona.
Okay.
And
see if that
it's
money
Arizona
was well spent.
To see if the money was well spent, to see if the moves paid off. And listen, they're out here. The 29 other teams are over here in philosophical terms, and they're trying to do something or taking an approach that has gotten them a lot of criticism. So clearly they are a team to watch. American League, I'll say Tampa Bay.
Mm.
I kind of like what they've done, getting a little bit more offense, and their pitching is quite deep rotation-wise. So the AL East is kind of a jumble. They could be right there.
All right, we'll leave you with this. Bow ties starting again this season.
Absolutely.
Do you script any of them coming in, or do you wait until right before your first national
broadcast? No, we have the first half all laid out, and I work with – it's a nonprofit in Cincinnati called the Bowtie Cause, and they basically do all that stuff. And occasionally I will suggest a tie, and we'll go about making a partnership with a group and going about it that way. But I'm really wearing their ties for the most part, and – yeah, we'll start on April 7th. I'm in Anaheim for the Rangers. And then April 9th, Dodgers Giants in San Francisco.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it. It is a great cause, a great story.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Keep up that great work.
I appreciate it.
All right, Ken,
thanks.
Thank you so much. We'll see you at All-Star Game.
I'll be at the All-Star
Diego.
Game. Looking
right.
forward to it.
All right.
Very much looking forward
As
to it.
As are we. We're back after this on Padres Social Hour.
You're listening to Padres Social Hour, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona for Padres Spring Training. And we'll be right back right after these.